Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to Empowerment 365. Welcome to Sunday Praise. Sunday Praise is, for me, an examination of the human spiritual walk. This walk simply requires you to practice and live the core values of humanity, integrity, honesty, and simply love. And I think we must begin to reestablish a true love for yourself and for others. And we must establish this love and this practice of behaving and thinking and feeling every day. It is your inspired action to do and become the best person that you can be every day is a part of the practice. And what we want to do with Sunday Praise is be able to have you to sit for a moment and examine your behavior, examine your thinking, examine how this world works, how your behavior and your actions and your activities impact your life and the lives of others. It requires you to examine your moral standards. It talks about physical action, activities, and behaviors that really create your life, the happiness that you receive, understanding your feelings, moods, emotions, emotions, actions, reactions, thoughts. It's about everything, being able to look at the complete picture, looking at your thinking, your mind, how you use your imagination and your projecting of thoughts. And then it's spiritual. It's really getting you to examine and practice what it is that you say you believe in. Do you understand what you say you believe in? And are you really ready to practice what it is that you believe in? It begins to allow you to question, if my practice is true, then I am a believer. So this spiritual praise of empowering you to examine yourself and doing the things that you know you need to do to become a better person. So let's begin like we do every morning with gratitude. With Sunday Praise, we use the praise model, that is praise and worship, no matter what you believe in. Can you say thank you for your life? Can you say thank you for your health? Can you stop for a moment and just be grateful and thankful for your life, your very being, just for being here to experience this life? Can you stop for a moment and just say thank you for my life? And can you recognize that it's not you that put the sun in the sky? It is not you that put the stars in the sky. It is not you that creates day or night. And can you recognize for a moment that it is not you, the ego, that created trees or seeds or birds or air or water? And you humble yourself for just a moment to recognize that you are here. Can you recognize where you are? Can you appreciate feelings? Can you be in the moment? Can you be in the room, wherever you are? Can you feel the chair if you're sitting down? Or can you feel the clothing on your skin? Can you appreciate what you do have? Can you acknowledge some benefits in your life? Can you acknowledge that you've been given many blessings? You have to be able to see that you have benefits and you have gifts. Just a gift of life or a home or a car or a friendship or a relationship. Electricity, running water, roof over your head. Those are all benefits to be thankful for. A job, income, money. Anything that you've been given to improve the quality of your life is a blessing. And you must begin to experience this appreciation and being thankful for what you do have. Be thankful for your physical body, that it works for you. So there's so much to be thankful for. And now, can you begin to intercede on the behalf of someone else? Can you stop for a moment to humble yourself, to pray for someone else, to bless someone else, to humble yourself in community service, to give to others who are less fortunate than you? I inspire you right now to humble yourself, to give more of your mind and your thoughts, becoming consciously aware of others and their true needs and their true hurts and their true feelings and the experience that another being can feel that's separate from you. Can you right now intercede on someone else's behalf? Now, can you humble yourself enough to ask for what you want and need? Take a few moments of intercession every day to humble yourself, to say thank you. Pray for somebody right now. Pray for yourself. Pray for healing, peace, love, prosperity. This helps you to become a better person. It helps you to humble yourself. Can you do that right now? Can you humble yourself and open your heart up to understand the needs of others? Hurt people hurt people. Less love. Pray for somebody else right now. Yes. Yes. That's what we need to do. Love one another. This practice is very important, that we begin to humble ourselves and understand that other people are hurting and they have needs. And now, if you will, this part of the praise model is quieting yourself. It is now time for you to begin to quiet your heart. You can slow down your thinking. For just a moment now, can you listen? Can you just open yourself up to listen for the still, quiet voice? Can you quiet your heart long enough to sit and listen for divine guidance? Listen for your divine revelation. Can you quiet your heart right now? Take a few moments to just be quiet and listen. Can you open your heart? Can you forgive? Can you just let go? Can you release and be in the moment? That is living your life. And how we end the praise model is just being thankful. Thankful for your life, thankful for the moment, the experience of being. If you could do this every day, just one day at a time, working on yourself. That's what it's all about. Can you practice what you believe in? Can you do that in your daily actions and activities? And can what you believe in reflect from the inside out? So that whatever you truly practice and believe in is not a formality. Can you live what it is that you believe in? That has nothing to do with hurting another person. That has nothing to do with hatred and biases. It has nothing to do with hurting another. Can you really practice what you believe in every day? All we're asking is that your efforts reflect good, reflect love, reflect peace in every moment in your life. Can you have the courage to begin to become a better person every day? Can you become the best person that you can be today and every day? And that is what the empowerment is all about. It's all about you working on yourself. So Sunday praise is a time for you to look at yourself, reflect, practice becoming the best person that you could be. And that's all that you could do, is practice one day at a time. I'm Marvin Rohn. This has been Empowerment 365 and Sunday Praise. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. And I thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Start your day with praise and end your day with empowerment. There are so many things that you could do to work on yourself. Just find one thing and begin to become the best person that you can be today and every day. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.